This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
Diet starts tomorrow.
But I stand behind my decision to avoid salad and other disgusting things.
With hosts Remy Casimir.
I'll have what she's having.
And Emily Lubin.
Remember, chew like you have a secret.
We're here to amuse
your boosh.
Hello, welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Emily.
And I'm Remy. And today we have a Dear DST for you, and then also a new segment that we're calling Feeling Myself.
I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling myself.
I'm feeling myself. Feeling myself.
Is there just little things that we can do to feel ourselves and feel better? They are wellness things, for lack of a better word. But mine this week is I've recently gotten back into skincare.
Tell me about your history with skincare.
Well, because
I know your dad's a dermatologist.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous. I wish my dad was a dermatologist.
Yes.
Could write me like prescriptions for Accutane and shit. Yes. I don't need Accutane, but if I did, I just feel like that would be so money. And I feel like you could give me advice about, you know, what to do. You know, is this a zit or is it a herpes mark?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just those classic things that you need to know the difference. I have a sty in my eye right now. It's not really a sty.
Yeah.
I just call it a sty because I'm trying to be dramatic.
Yeah.
It's this. Do you see it?
I do see it.
It's like a pimple on my eyelid.
Is it itchy?
It's not itchy. I don't feel it at all. It's been there for over a year.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what it is.
Let me see. It looks like a skin-colored birthmark.
No, but I haven't had it my whole life.
That doesn't matter. Birthmarks come up all the time. That's why you have to get a dermatologist to check your birthmarks every year. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you can just grow a
birthmark.
Remember
when you complimented my freckles that I never knew existed in my life?
Yes, but those are freckles.
New. I know, but they're new and they will be birthmarks. I mean, I'm not telling you I know the life cycle of a nevus, which is a medical term for mole, but...
Okay, but you knew that.
But I did know that and... so often there will be new marks that pop up on your body and sometimes you have to get them checked because you don't know if they're cancerous or if they're just.
Okay. So like, this is why I'm happy that we're doing this today because so basically it's natural, it's normal, but I could get it removed if I don't like it.
I think so. I think if it's not bothering you physically, if it's not itchy, it's not painful. And it's not getting in the way of your vision, which doesn't look like it is.
It's definitely not. It's just, I just don't really like having a sty in my eye.
So, yeah, again, not a sty. I have a similar one if you look at my lower lid right here.
Oh, I do see that.
Yeah, yes. That's been there for years. And initially, so this is one of the things about being a child of a dermatologist is I know a lot, and I mean, not as much as somebody who's gone to medical school, but I know what other people go in for and like what is deemed like something that you got to get cut off and something that's dangerous and whatever. So when I first saw this thing under my eye, I was like, oh my God, I need to get it cut off. It's horrible. It's marring my face. It's not, you know.
It's not at all.
It's okay. Does my makeup get a little like cakey around it? Yeah. But I feel like my mom has always said the phrase, my dad being a derm, the shoemaker's kids have no shoes.
Which, what does that mean exactly?
It's not true. He did treat us sometimes, but it would be like with less care than like his actual patients or whatever. And he'd always look at us and go, you're perfect. You know, like
he wasn't viewing you with the same eyes that he would view a patient who's paying him to make, you know,
and asking
changes.
Him to make changes. I've watched so much surgery and like.
You weren't nervous to watch surgery?
No, I loved it.
Oh my God.
I watched
I'm
a
obsessed.
Hair transplant when I was seven. Hair transplant. My dad does those. And I was like, put one there. And he was like, Remy, come on. And the patient was like, doc, she knows what she's doing. If you are somebody with pattern baldness, there's lots of different types of hair loss. but usually with a pattern, you'll still have hair in the back, like right by your neck. Mm-hmm. So they take grafts from the back of your neck and then they individually cut out the follicle and then they place individually the follicles up to the top of your head and it grows there.
Magic.
Yeah.
Your dad's doing the Lord's work. Okay, tell me.
While bald, by the way.
Oh, your dad's bald.
Yes. Does all these things, but like doesn't value hair on his own head.
Is he not very aesthetically driven?
He is. It's his job, but it's like it's never been something like my mom didn't start Botox until really, really late, but he was doing everybody else's Botox.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just one of those things when you have unlimited access to it, much like food, mm-hmm. when you have unlimited access to it, you don't feel the need to as much, like, because you know it's always sure. going to be there if you want it.
Yeah. That being said, I did have like pretty cystic acne in high school and we tried to treat it with like a lot of different, we did Minocin and something with a T and then finally Accutane. But my dad, before putting me on Accutane, didn't tell me like your skin is going to shed so much.
Oh, yeah.
And like he didn't tell me what I would need to do. So it was, that was the kind of, he's not giving us the full.
He was giving you 3-star service.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
but
that's
he's a great doctor.
Guys, if you need a dermatologist,
head to Joel.
Head to Joel. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more. Were you really into like having a skincare routine?
No. So in the moments where the medicine he wasn't putting me on, they weren't working, I was like, this guy has no idea what he's talking about. So then I would get susceptible to things like Neutrogena and Proactive. Like I did the Proactive system for a little bit.
If it's good enough for Jessica Simpson.
Listen, it can be good enough for anybody, but it wasn't working with my skin.
Yeah.
I like needed Accutane to actually get rid of it. And yeah, then after Accutane, I really didn't have any system because the only thing was, okay, it's clear.
Yeah, but after Accutane, doesn't it dry out your skin so much? So you need to at least moisturize, right? So I think that's included because...
I didn't, though, for a really long
really?
Time.
Really?
Yeah. No, and, you know, you and didn't have any problems. That's what my feeling myself is today.
Now you're getting into it.
Is I've been getting into moisturizers and like little mists and stuff. And stuff that's not like... It's not for tightening and it's not for like looking any better. It's just like... not having my face feel dry and tight. And like, I really like this spray from Mario Badescu that's like rose water spray that I know legitimately probably does nothing. And the way that I got into the rose water spray is Ben and I were like walking on the Upper East Side. And you know, in the scaffolding, how it like holds up. Whatever. Scaffolding is on streets. And there was...
I know about scaffolding.
Yeah. There was a wicker basket like sitting on a scaffolding. And I like just went over to it. And I like looked inside and it had all of this stuff. Like it looked like it was from a basket from a wedding or like a bridesmaid's thing. It had like eye creams and like face masks and Advil and hangover cure. And one of the things was this Badescu spray.
Were they sealed?
They were all sealed. Nothing was opened. It was just like this fancy, like one of the people probably was like, I'm not going to use this shit and like left it on the street.
Oh, it's so nice.
I took it home.
So you've been using the spray.
I've been using the spray and I love it. And Ben loves it too. And for Christmas, I was like, oh, I should get him some. And it's not that expensive.
How much is it? Do you remember?
It's $7.
$7 a bottle.
Yeah.
Well, that's not that much for useless spray.
No, but the thing with the useless spray is... you're not A, expecting an outcome like I'm going to look better after the spray. Like it's just all about trying to make you feel better. So like,
right.
It just smells really good.
It
and
does
you kind
smell
of feel like
good.
You're in a spa and then you feel like my day has been elevated and it's because I did this thing for myself. And like, I feel really good now. Fast forward to, we got this email a few weeks ago for free Mario Badescu facials. Emily thought it was a scam.
I totally thought, I didn't respond.
I fucking went and it was great.
Wait, you went?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You need to tell me. You need to tell me everything.
Okay. They did lots of creams. There was a lot of...
Steam.
Yeah. Creams, steam.
I love creams
masks,
and steams.
Yeah. And just like nice, you know, in a facial, like, they like will massage your shoulders and like they touch your face and it's like just nice to have someone touch you.
Oh, I feel that.
But also like they're taking care of you. And like the way that we were talking about baby time, it's like not everybody has a partner that they can be like, hey, baby time me. But you can like take the time to go get a facial, which, by the way, only $65.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good for a facial. I never thought I would get a facial because I always thought they were like,
so you've never had one before?
I used to have them because I had friends whose family owned a spa. So as nice. Like a child, they would be like, oh, want to go have a spa day and stuff. And in those facials, they'd always squeeze the shit out of your pimples. And I would always leave red and patchy and like irritated.
Oh, that sounds like they were not doing a great job.
Right. So I thought all facials are probably really bad. And this was not so at Badescu.
All right. I'll hit him up.
Yeah.
I'll hit him up.
And they have nice creams. And so now I'm creaming my face and spraying myself. And I just
love
feel...
creaming my face.
Yeah.
I could cream all day
Does
and
Andy
night.
Does Andy cream your face?
Occasionally he'll cream my body.
Nice.
Sometimes because I put on lotion full body every time I get out of the shower. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm lazy. So we go over to Andy's spa. We call it Andy's spa.
Nice.
I hope he's not like embarrassed about this. Whatever.
He baby times you.
Yeah, he baby times me. Like, he waxes my butthole.
Does he actually?
Yeah. Well.
Emily.
Not in a while. Like, lately he says he prefers to shave it. But yeah, like if
you guys are intimate.
Yeah, we're intimate. Like if we go on vacation, he'll like, you know, shave the whole area.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, because it's so hard to do that shit yourself.
It really is.
So if you have another person, especially
somebody who's going to go down there eventually.
He's going to go down there.
Yeah.
He's takes a lot of pride in his work.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll like get a hot towel and do the thing that they do at the barber where you like slap the shit out of it afterwards. Yeah. It's kind of fun. It's hard to stay still that long, but
do you?
But
yeah, does he put you in the same positions as like a normal waxer? Like, is he like lift the leg, turn around?
I'll be honest, I've never gotten a wax. I've never gotten a wax at a professional place. Yeah, this was just something that I asked him to do once, and he did it. But we don't wax anymore. I want to be clear about that.
Okay, we're just shaving.
Just shaving, because he says it's easier, and whatever's easier for him, you know.
That's nice, Ben and I. That's something we want to do together: is go for like dual butt waxes.
Really?
Yeah, because I I used to get Brazilian waxed and I would always be like, oh, but the butt feels like so good.
It really does.
It really feels great. And I want him to have that experience.
See, I waxed, so I did, I'm like, how could I be sharing so much? And now I'm like, I waxed Andy's butthole.
You did?
It was just one time. Yeah, it was one time and he didn't love it. You know, he didn't cry or anything, but like he never asked me to do it again.
So funny.
Yeah. But, you know, like it was over COVID. We just were trying different things.
Everyone was getting a lot closer than they wanted to be. I'm sure there's some people hearing this conversation that are like, oh, my God, that's amazing. And some people are like, keep the mystery alive. And like,
yeah,
works for you.
I just don't care to keep the mystery alive.
Yeah.
I would rather have a hairless meow on the beach. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, so going back to skincare.
Yeah.
Do you have a skincare routine or is it just the mist and the moisturizer that
it's
you're
just
using?
Mist and moisturizer.
I mean, I guess
now.
Technically that is a routine.
That's yeah.
It's two things.
Yeah. And they
do you wear sunscreen?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
That
so
is,
it
that
sounds
is
like
the number one rule.
All right. Yeah. I would think so. Having a dermatologist parent, they would teach you that. So I think you're being a little bit close to the vest with your skincare routine.
I guess
drop
the
routine.
I'm not realizing. Well, I don't wear sunscreen like every day, but Badescu did give me a moisturizer that has sunscreen in it. So I was like, that's good.
So what do you do in the morning? Anything?
No, to be fair, I just wait until my skin feels too dry. And I'll usually moisturize when I get out of the shower. Yeah.
Okay. Do you get up in the morning and wash your face?
No.
You don't wash your face in the morning. I do.
Okay. What do you wash with?
I have a few different cleansers that I like. Usually something really gentle. Mm-hmm. A Cetaphil is good. Mm. A CeraVe is good. Mm-hmm. There's one called Vanicream that you can get at the drugstore. I'm a big drugstore girly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not really into expensive products because I think they're just a waste. I think you can find like really good stuff at the drugstore.
100%.
And it's also not cheap, by the way. Like,
No.
You know, a Vanicream face wash or like a good moisturizer, it's like $20.
No,
it's like,
really any old moisturizer. Like, I think if you go to the drugstore and you get yourself a day cream and a night cream, you should be pretty set unless you're struggling with acne stuff and then you need a cleanser, maybe a little hyaluronic acid or something like that. Maybe some spot treatments.
Yeah.
My friend started a company called Starface, which I'm really into.
That's your friend's company?
Yeah.
I know that company.
Yeah.
They're so cute. They're little pimple patches shaped like stars.
Stickers. Yeah. And they've got other types of stickers now too. Like there's a SpongeBob one.
Wait, are they pimple patches or are they just stickers to cover
they're
it?
They're pimple patches. So they've got medicine, but then you get to wear something cute on your
face
instead of covering it up with like a foundation or something that would clog it.
Right. Or, you know, sometimes if I have a pimple, I'll just walk around with a patch. They do sell those patches, but they look like a Band-Aid. So I'm walking around looking like Nelly in the middle of the day. Like I just have a Band-Aid on my face. I forget it's on my face. So I need to get some Starface.
Yeah, I wore Starface on stage once and I was like, I look cool. Like I'd rather have this
on. You did it on purpose or you forgot?
Well, because I didn't want to have a pimple on my face and I was like, I'll just cover it up. And now it's an accessory.
Okay, so I'm writing notes. I'm writing Remy's skincare routine. Wash his face when she feels like it.
Yep. If I'm getting oily, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
So on average, how many times a week do you think that is?
I think it's more seasonal. I think I'm more oily in the summer.
So then in the summer, is it every day?
No. I don't have any consistent routines.
You don't wash your face every day. Like I thought that I was super chill about this stuff and I'm realizing I'm not.
No, you're chill. I just might be lazy.
I thought I was. No, because I like have an actual routine that I do.
So tell us the routine.
Okay, I'll drop the skincare routine. Yeah. I wake up. That's not part of my skincare routine. That's just like what I normally do. And then I wash my face. I told you I have a few different cleansers, but they're all drugstore. They're all gentle formula. Mm-hmm. Then I put on an eye cream. Mm-hmm. Oh, and lately I've been getting a little into serums. I was never into serums before, but lately I've gotten kind of into them because there's specific ones that help with certain problems, of course.
Okay.
But there's a caffeine solution that I like to put on under my eyes because I actually think it helps with my dark circles.
There's a Badescu caffeine thing. And the thing is, I tried it, but I don't like eye stuff because it gets in my eyeball.
Well, you can't put it in your eyeball.
Well, even if I don't put it there, like it migrates. And I'm like, I would rather just have like
really
dry.
Is it possible you're using too much?
Maybe.
I feel like maybe you're using too much. Because you really only need a pea-sized amount, like for both eyes.
No, I use pea-sized.
Oh, okay. Then yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe your eyes are just too big and bulbous and yeah, gorgeous. Yeah,
my cheekbones are just shoving
lotion
into my eyes.
That's what it is. My eyes are like sunken in. That's why they're not getting any product in them.
Well, you look great.
Thank you. Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I've been doing that. I really think it's been helping with the dark circles. Then I put an eye cream over it. Mm-hmm. The eye cream, again, it's drugstore. It's, you know, Cetaphil, Neutrogena, CeraVe. Mm-hmm. Lately, I've been using one that's from the French pharmacie because I had a family member go to France and stop at the pharmacy to get me shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Très bien.
Then I use a moisturizer on my face and my neck. You mm-hmm. gotta cream the neck.
The décolleté is everything.
The décolletage.
Yeah.
It's very important. Anyway.
I literally was like, Ben, spray the face and the décolleté. He's like, what the fuck is that?
You better know what the décolleté is. And then, what do I do after that? Then I put a sunscreen on.
That's good.
That's morning. So yeah. That's what, like a 4-step routine? Mm. It's not crazy. There are some women who have like 10-step routine. I think a 10-step routine is overkill.
But if it calms you, do it.
If you enjoy doing it
yeah.
and spending way too much money for too many products, then do it.
That's what I worry about is like, I'm always like, I'm running out of my stuff.
It gets to a certain point where you become the girl who has everything. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And I think about this a lot. I think about it, you know, Britney Spears has a song called Lucky. Mm-hmm. And it's like, if there's nothing missing in her life, then why did the tears come at night? It's because you have
the
too
eye
many
cream
steps in
keeps
your
getting in my eye.
It's like you think more stuff is going to make you happy. But yeah. really, I think simplicity is key with a lot of these things. And I also think too much skincare actually feeds the problem a little bit. Like I think sometimes we put too many products.
It can exacerbate
yeah.
your stuff with your skin. Yeah.
Or like irritate you.
But that's why I love like just stuff that's not intended to look better. It's just intended to make you like more comfortable and less dry or whatever. Because
yeah.
then it's not like, I don't know. I do think people that have long regimens, it can just be like a wind down for them.
Totally.
Like sometimes it's not even about beauty. It's just like, oh, I like to do these steps.
Totally. And I will say it is really calming.
It's like too, it's totally calming. And it's you're like taking care of yourself.
Taking care. Yeah. And let's be real honest. I'm a person who does not floss. Mm-hmm. But I have a 4-step skincare routine, sometimes mm-hmm. 5. And, you know, is that a little imbalanced? Maybe, but it makes me feel good. So whatever. And mm-hmm. if you're the type of person who likes to floss and water pick, but you don't have a skincare routine, whatever okay you do. Too. You.
Yeah.
But yeah. So then I would say at night is when we start getting a little more complicated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So at night I will use a cleanser. Same cleanser.
Buckle in. Buckle fat buckle in.
I will use the same cleanser. Then I will use a serum like a hyaluronic acid, mm-hmm. something to absorb those products better. Then I will use the eye cream. And then I will use a full face and neck of moisturizer. Mm-hmm. And then I use a sealant. And that is...
What is that?
So... this is like kind of an old school thing of people used to put like tons of Aquaphor on their face. Did you ever meet someone like this?
Slugging.
Like in college? Slugging.
Yeah.
Yes, that's another word for it. So you know what it
is. So the same person, Julie, who came up with Starface, she has a whole slugging line now.
Really?
Future-wise. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. I feel like I should know this girl. The sealant that I use is not like, it's not, I'm not putting a shit ton of petroleum on my face. Mm-hmm. I'm really just putting a little bit of, vitamin A balm mm-hmm. all over the face. Mm-hmm. And I do that like once every 3 days or something.
Cool. Is the vitamin A the thing that comes in the pill?
It doesn't come in a pill. It comes in a tube.
Oh, okay.
And it was also from the French pharmacy. Cute. It's called A313. Mm-hmm. And it's one of their like cult products. Mm-hmm. Apparently it's like a cure-all. But that's what I've been using. And that kind of like seals your face and it keeps... It just like keeps all of the shit on your face mm-hmm. and helps it sink in better and absorb better.
For a less expensive option of a sealant, uh-huh. also cold water. I'm not kidding.
Wait, really?
I'm not kidding at all. Yeah. At the end of washing your face. Like
after you put on cream?
No. After washing your face.
Oh, okay.
You know, after those steps, you want to seal the pores and cold water does that. So that's why the hot water is to open it up. And then after you've done that, say you're like doing pimple extraction too, then cold water
to close. I actually have heard that.
And it's the same thing with hair. If you're taking a hot shower, your hair, it's open.
It becomes more porous.
Yeah. And then at the end of it, always finish with cold. And then close it up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, good talk. Have you ever tanned?
Have you ever been into tanning? I have, unfortunately.
Like in a tanning bed or just out in the sun?
Both. Out in the sun, if my dad ever saw me, he would like throw a hat on me, be like, make sure you're wearing 70 SPF, put on some clothes, like get out of the sun. Like I have light eyes and that apparently if you have light skin and light eyes, you're more susceptible to getting burnt and skin cancer and stuff, allegedly.
Seems like it could be a thing.
I do think everybody should wear sunscreen though. So he was always just like, stay out of the sun. And I would do that. He would always not threaten us, but be like, that's the worst thing you can do. Not just for cancer, but like wrinkles. Like mm-hmm. if you're worried about beauty, the long-term effects of that are going to speed up the aging, especially in the décolleté.
Especially
right between
my
the titties.
Décolleté is toe up.
Is it?
There's a lot of wrinkles in my neck and stuff, but it's whatever.
That's fine.
I mean, this was actually going to be another question of mine. The whole anti-aging thing, mm-hmm. and I feel like we've talked about this a little bit, but what are your feelings on it? Because with my skincare stuff, I do like want to use eye cream. Eye cream's expensive. It's like probably mm-hmm. the most expensive thing that I use. But I don't want wrinkles around my eyes or mm-hmm. I want to slow them down. But then sometimes I stop and think to myself, well,
those are natural.
Yeah. And is that fucked up? Is that fucked up that I'm trying to slow down aging essentially? Because that is what I'm doing or trying to do.
I mean, as long as you don't go into your routine being like, I'm putting on a retinol tonight. These crow's feet better be gone in the morning. Right. I think it's okay. Because like you can add stuff to plump up your skin. That's all right. Like it's also making it less dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks to think about aging and think about it in a negative way. And like
to think, oh, I want to prevent this because mm-hmm. I'm going to expire. Like, I feel like that's kind of the implication sometimes. Yeah. I feel like, you know, like we have this conversation a lot. Yeah. It's kind of like, what are you going to do? But it's really about the marketing that, like, the way that it's marketed to us as like, fight aging with these collagen peptides. Mm-hmm. It's like,
age gracefully.
Clearly that's...
Which means, honestly, just get good work versus bad work. Like, I saw this thing today, this girl posted, oh, aging gracefully is really where it's at. Like, look how horrible Madonna looks and look how beautiful my mother looks. First of all, we don't need to be pitting women against each other like that. But second
of
all...
she put a picture of her mother?
Yeah, yeah. And
next to Madonna?
Next to Madonna.
What a loser.
Yeah, but also...
Madonna's Madonna.
People immediately were like, we can see the work that your mother has had done. This woman has had Botox. She has veneers. It's not that she hasn't had work done. It's the work that you like, that you think is better work.
Right.
And so just to say that that's aging gracefully, she's not actually letting time take her, you know?
Yeah. And also, aging gracefully doesn't mean looking better when you're older than other people, does it?
Doing it with a can-do attitude.
Yeah. It's like, like Helen Mirren aged gracefully. Yeah. Like, I actually... When I think of aging gracefully, I think of it as the opposite in a way, like embracing your aging and not letting that affect you in a negative
way. Wearing gorgeous Meryl Streep at the beach outfits.
There you go.
Make yourself a Nancy Meyers movie.
Oh, I wish. wait, so was your family a beach family?
No.
No, you never went to the beach?
No.
Okay, because I was going to ask, like, was your dad always running behind with an umbrella?
Literally. No. But like, but for pools, he would just be like, are you kidding? Like, get inside. And I do have a confession that there were times that I would tanning bed in college and like other places that I wasn't like necessarily staying at home. And I would tanning bed with my friends and stuff. And I thought that was like fine, even though it's so not fine. Like, it's
was
just
it kind of you being rebellious?
No, I thought it would make me look better. Tan
you just
was
wanted
in.
A tan.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not a tanning complexion anyway. I'd always pink.
Well, but this was the era that Paris Hilton was walking around with platinum blonde hair, mm-hmm. but kind of tan skin. Like that was a look, certainly. Yeah. I mean, I could think of more people, but I choose not to.
Yeah. One of my friends took me for a spray tan once because she was like, well, it's clear that these beds aren't working. Like, let's just get you sprayed. And I looked like a basketball with eyes. Like, it was so bad.
It wasn't the right color.
No. That being said, I think spray tanning is a way better option. And they're like way better colors now. This was college. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I could hook you up because I got a spray tan not too long ago because I was going to Florida and mm-hmm. I was going to a wedding mm-hmm. and I just wanted one. And I found the most talented spray tan artist on the planet, I think. Ooh. And she's just so great. She makes house calls. Mm. She showed up, you know, in a high pony wearing a Guns N' Roses t-shirt. And I was like, what did I sign up for? I was nervous. Another thing was she tells me that she has... 7 kids.
Wow.
And lives in Brooklyn.
Is it Hilaria Baldwin?
It was Hilaria Baldwin.
She's actually got a lot of experience with tanning.
She's been spray tanning herself for years.
She's been spray tanning for at least 15 years.
She spray tanned her personality.
Yeah.
anyway, she was so good. She and made me feel so comfortable. And I've been recommending her to everyone. Got a question about tanning.
Okay, great.
And I wanted to read it because I thought it was
really interesting. This is our Dear DST.
Dear DST, I just discovered the pod and I love the topics you've been covering and the thoughtful and personal ways you address tough issues. I so often feel like people don't get it when I talk about my frustrations related to health, wellness, thinness, and how family and the media can play such a destructive role in those conversations. When you've shared comments people in your life have made to you that contribute to low self-esteem, worries about your weight, etc., I feel so vindicated because I've had those things said to me word for word, and I've always been told I'm just too sensitive. But now I feel seen, so thank you. Oh, you're so welcome. On to the reason for my email. I'd love for you to talk about tanning, self-tanning, sun-tanning, etc. Because while I am Hispanic, I am very pale, and the and paler than most of my friends, who all either bake in the sun or self-tan to achieve their varying goal skin tones. All the while, I'm 3 to 5 inches taller than all of them. I have broad shoulders, which I've recently come to love. Yes, broad shoulder squad. And I'm certainly not the thinnest among them all. So you can imagine that in my head, I feel like a very large, very pale monster on the hill when I'm out with my girlfriends, or even worse, when we go on trips to the beach. Mm-hmm. Someone once told me that tan people look, quote, thinner than pale people. I've also heard the phrase, if you can't tone it, tan it.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
I've heard that too. How do you both feel about this? Have either of you tanned to feel better about how you look? The last time I was supposed to go to the beach with a group of friends, I got a spray tan so I wouldn't feel like such a sore thumb. I'll admit I did feel better that particular day, but in other areas of my life, I embrace my pale skin and look to photos of Anne Hathaway for inspiration. Nice. As we are the same color season, LOL. I don't want to have to constantly self-tan to fit into anyone's standards for beauty or thinness. At the same time, how ironic was that statement? There's an entire population of white passing people who have the privilege to self-tan, while those with darker skin have historically been left out or discriminated against for not fitting into Eurocentric beauty standards. Mm-hmm. It's all one big white supremacist clusterfuck. Mm. Would love to hear your thoughts. Keep doing the good work. A tanned out bitch.
Thank you, tanned out bitch. And I think that's why I let people take me to the tanning booth, because everybody was super tan around me. And I was like, I think my body can't be that great. And that if you can't tone it, tan it. I don't know where we heard that.
It was in the water.
But I will tell you a story. So my friend and I used to go to this gym and we would wear workout clothes to the gym. But then we would not work out at the gym. We would just use their tanning beds. And then we were like, now we look fit because we're tan.
Because we worked out.
Yeah.
AKA tan.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So did you really notice a difference? Because I will say, I do notice a difference. And I think that that expression does come from a real thing, which is when your skin is tanned, mm-hmm. you create the illusion of having shadows on your body.
Is that what it is?
Yes, that's what it is. Like when a lighter skin tone just stands out more. It mm-hmm. just does. A lighter anything stands out more. Mm-hmm. But if you have a tan, your whole body doesn't tan evenly because we are, you know, shapes.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
That certain areas would tan more and tan less, and it kind of creates a faux shadow.
An illusion
yeah. of being thinner.
Do you know what I was thinking it is too? Is when my skin is really pale, it's not just super white. It's also dappled with red. And when you're tan, it's one more consistent skin tone. And I was thinking about, do you remember when that picture of Khloe Kardashian got released that was unretouched and she was like in a bathing suit and they were really, really mad that it got out?
Yeah.
I think one of the things that they were most mad about is that her skin wasn't retouched because she was looking very human. You know, like it was very inconsistent skin color, which is what skin looks like. Like I get red rashes on my arms and right. stuff, but if you're tan, you're not going to see that stuff as much. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. And also it didn't
And with a spray tan, especially you're airbrushing and muting the divots.
Totally. Well, yeah. I will tell you. So the my spray tan girl, she didn't just spray tan me. She sculpted my muscles. Mm. If you put on more layers in certain areas, you can really change and alter the appearance mm-hmm. of your body. And I don't think it's a bad thing at all. I think it's a big confidence booster a lot of the time, especially if you're like going somewhere warm.
It feels like body makeup.
I mean, I guess that is what it essentially is.
It's like you're just
is.
Covering yourself like a little more in like a layer of something else.
Yeah. It's kind of like contouring, or it is contouring.
Yeah.
For the body. But not the face.
Which like.
Well, you still do your face too.
It does sometimes feel better. But then there are also things about like you're saying you went to get spray tan to go to the beach. Like I worry about my spray tans running. I worry if I wear a white bathing suit, it's going to get on it. So it's like there's different levels of comfort. Are you trying to like just be comfortable with the way you look or the way that like you're going to feel when you start sweating and it smells like meat?
Yeah. See, that's the problem. Like, you might think you look better with a tan, but do you look $100 a week better.
Yeah,
with a tan,
expensive.
It's expensive, and it washes off after 7 days. Mm-hmm. And if we're being really honest, it gets worse after 3 days. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't advise you going in a tanning bed because that never. Shit is just so bad for you. Yeah. I've never done it in my life.
My dad just rejected me for you.
For me?
Yeah. He said, Remy fucked up. I'll take Emily now.
Does he know about your tanning bed?
He doesn't know. Okay. Nobody tell
him. He does
him.
Know.
No one tell.
This is our secret, guys.
I was 16, please.
No, but here's the
and
thing.
And 19. But I'm 20.
And 25.
But I'm
30. Yeah. No, but here's the thing. I've never used a tanning bed, but I am. God, this is embarrassing.
Do you bake in the sun?
I'm kind of a tanaholic.
See? So you're not safe.
Anytime I go to a hot place, mm-hmm. a warm weather place, mm-hmm. I do lie out in the sun. Like a lot.
Do you do it to tan or do you do it because your body wants to soak up some D?
It's both. I want some D uh-huh. and I also want to be tan. Mm. But it's like part of it for me is like I'm going somewhere. I want to come back with a souvenir.
Ah.
I want to be tan. I want like.
You could buy a keychain.
I could buy a keychain.
I could buy a keychain.
I do think I look better with a tan also. I tan like pretty easily.
See, I think you have some of the nicest pale skin I've ever seen.
Well, thank you. And see, this is the thing. I actually came to terms with this past year because I want to be better about sun protection. Mm-hmm. And you guys can hold me to this. This mm-hmm. wasn't on my New Year's intentions, mm-hmm. but it may as well be because I want to be one of those people who just always wears big hats in the sun. Mm. I want to be the type of person yeah. who has a parasol mm-hmm. and goes walking out in, you know, downtown wherever I am with my parasol mm-hmm. and gloves on my hands mm-hmm. to not get tan, but or to not get sunburned. Yeah. But I just really like being sun-kissed.
If you need to tan, just wear SPF while you're doing it.
Yeah, well, I do that.
Then that's great.
I do that.
At least there's some protection.
There's some protection. I just feel like there could be more.
I did think it was really interesting that this DSTer wrote about the white supremacy thing because yeah.
And that's not something I ever thought about, honestly.
Oh, I think
I've thought about white supremacy, but not like related to tanning.
I think about it a lot when it comes to tanning because there's a lot of cultures where parasols are part of the culture because they want to stay pale.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cultures where colorism is super prevalent where, you know, even if everyone is one race, it's, well, we want the lighter ones of that race or whatever. And I feel like in beauty standards, pretty consistently, it's always what is the most unattainable. And what's more unattainable than being platinum and also very, 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 very dark?
Right.
So I think it's like, yeah, if you want to tan and like soak up the sun, at least like protect your skin, wear some SPF. But like, it's definitely not beauty like your natural skin color is beautiful.
Thank you. You know? That means so much to me. No, it really does. Because
I was talking to the listeners, but you too.
I'm like, how can anybody think I'm selfish? No,
to
but
all
I,
of us.
I definitely identify with this betch because mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, you hear people say this all the time. I'm gonna out my boyfriend for a second because Andy often says, like, you know, when we come back from a place, he's like, we look so ripped with our tans, you know, like he's very like he likes to be tan, too. And I think maybe I've become more of a monster because of that. Mm. And the thing is, like, it is true. Like, your muscles do pop more when you have a tan. But that's an illusion. OK,
it is an illusion. Yeah.
It's an illusion. It doesn't really matter. And if you want that effect for something specific, like let's say you're doing a bikini competition or mm-hmm. something and you want your muscles to pop, mm-hmm. get a spray tan. It's much healthier yeah. And you'll look good for that event. But in every other area, do you really notice a difference in people?
I don't know. I also just don't know where they started from.
True. Well, I guess there you go, though. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where you came from and nobody knows where you're going.
I could be super tan for me right now. You know,
you could be. Are you?
No.
Yeah, no. I mean, I tan like fairly easily, but naturally I'm very pale. Does that even make sense?
That does make sense. I don't tan easily at all.
I mean, I hope we helped. You don't need to be tan to be beautiful. Keep looking at pictures of Anne Hathaway. Mm-hmm. Keep wearing the color red. If you have a special event coming up, get a spray tan.
And if you like what you look like with a spray tan, that's the other thing. Like, you don't necessarily look better with a spray tan.
Well, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying me, I looked like a basketball.
Oh, yeah. But I think you just didn't have the right tone.
True.
Get a good one. I mean, you know.
Gotham Glow is good, too, if you're in the city.
Okay.
They do ones where it's airbrush instead of like the booth spraying it at you so you don't Ross Geller yourself.
Guys, don't go
don't go in the booth. Have a human do it.
The bottoms of your feet will be atrocious.
Muddy.
Duck-like.
Yeah.
No offense to any ducks. That's it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Yep. Follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. If you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And then, of course, follow me at Remy Casimir.
Follow me at Lubination.
And we are always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Aliza Zinn. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Aliza Zinn. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander.
Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com. EFOODS.com. Betches.